Just learned of Beza Maralef of Maseches Makos. We begin from the Mishnah. Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zomim. It's a simple enough question. The Mishnah starts with, how do Eidim become Eidim Zomim? Now you would expect the answer to be, well, we know how Eidim become Eidim Zomim. Two witnesses testify about somebody that he killed someone. And then two other witnesses come and say, you're with us in that same day, same time. And then they can get killed. But that is not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah does not give the classic case. What does the Mishnah say? It gives us two cases where we don't do kasher zaman. Case number one, mi'idin anu b'ish ploni, shahu ben grusha o ben chalutza. We testify about somebody that he is a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. Remember, these are important concepts. Ben grusha means, we know that his last name is Cohn, but his mother was divorced when he was conceived. We know that his last name is Cohn, but his mother was a chalutza when he was conceived. Had chalitza, which means the whole process with the shoe when a husband dies without any children. And therefore, this Mr. Cohn is not a Cohen. He's what we call a chalal. And in fact, that's another concept that appears in Rashi over here, a chalal. Chalal means someone who comes from Kohanim, but doesn't have a din of a Kohen. So the witnesses testify that this guy, even though his last name is Cohen, is not a Kohen. Ein Omrim. So we do not say, Yasa Zeh ben Grusha ben Chalutza Tachtav. Let the Eidim become a ben Grusha or ben Chalutza instead of Mr. Cohen when they're found to be Eidim Zavmin. No, we don't say that. Ella Loka Arbaim. Rather, we give him 40 lashes. This is true even if the Eidim are Kohanim. Certainly if they're not Kohanim, we can't make them Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. It's like having someone who doesn't play in the NFL, being banned from the NFL. I don't play in it, it's not going to bother me. But even if they are Kohanim, we don't make them Chalalim, we just give them Malkus. That's case one. Case two, Midin Anu Bish Ploni Shu Chayev L'Galus. They testify about someone that is chayav galus, that he has to go to what's called an ir miklat. An ir miklat is a city that you go to when you kill someone by accident, and as long as you stay in the confines of that city, the relatives of the victim are not allowed to touch you. So we testify this person killed someone by accident, therefore needs to go to galus. And then the Eidim are found to be Eidim zomim. Ein omrim, we do not say yigla zeh tachtav. Let this guy go to, let the Eidim go to Golus in place of the person that they tried to send to Golus. Rather, what do? We give him Malkus. Main point number one, here's what you write down. There are two cases in the Mishnah where we give Malkus instead of Kasher Zaman. The terminology is critical over here, because I'm not going to translate words like Kasher Zaman every time I say that. There are two cases in the Mishnah where we give Malkus instead of Kasher Zaman. A. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. B. Ir Miklat. So again, A. When they testify that someone is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. B. When they testify that someone has to go to an Ir Miklat. That is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. First off, the Mishnah started by asking, how do Eidim become Eidim Zomim? Which sounds like we're asking, how do you do Kasher Zaman? And then what did the Mishnah give two cases of? Two cases where you don't do Kasher Zaman. Says the Gemara, Ha, Ketzad Ein Ha'Eidim Nasim Zomim Nibayileh. What the Mishnah should have said, those are quotation marks I'm drawing. What the Mishnah should have said is, how do Eidim not become Eidim Zomim? Because that's what we answer. We actually give a case where they don't become Eidim Zomim. Va'oren, furthermore, midukatani l'kaman, from the fact that the Mishnah is going to say later on Daf Hey, aval amru lehem, heicha atem me'idin, sha'arei ba'os hayom atem hi'isem imanu b'makom ploni, harei eilu zomimin. The Mishnah on Daf Hey is going to describe exactly what zomimin are. When you say to the Eidim, how can you testify on that same day you were with us in a different place? That's Zomimin. Mechlal de Eloin Zomimin. Sounds like the case of our Mishnah is not exactly Zomimin. So, How could it be that our Mishnah starts with the words had a way to become Edom Zomim and then doesn't really describe a classic case of Edom Zomim? The classic case of Edom Zomim is first described on Daf Hey. Hayisem Imanu is a key concept. Normally it's Imanu Hayisem, the words are flipped. But it means you were with us. Answers the Gemara. Tana Hasam Kai. The Gemara says you have to realize. We're opening up Makos Daf Beis on the first day of school and we think, okay, this is the beginning. It's a new beginning. It's a brand new Masechta. But that's not really the way it works. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote a whole bunch of Masechtas back to back to each other. And Makos comes on the heels of the Masechta that comes before Makos, and it's not Pesachim, just because we learned that in school last year. Makos comes on the heels of Sanhedrin. And at the very end of Sanhedrin, we spoke a little bit about something to do with Edom Zomim. And one of the things we said at the very end of Sanhedrin was that if witnesses testify that the daughter of a Kohen who is married slept with another guy, cheated on her husband with another guy, normally the halacha is that girl is chayiv sreifa, to have her intestines burned out with hot lead, and the guy is chayiv chenek, strangulation. If those edim are found to be edim zomim, which misa do we give them? Do we give them what they tried to give to her? Or do we give them what they tried to give to him? At the end of Sanhedrin we said, well, we give them what they tried to give to him, not what they tried to give to her. For whatever reason. It's a drasha from Pasuk. We give them what they tried to give to him. There's a case where we're doing kasher zamam, but only partially. Because we're only giving them what they tried to give to one of the people, not what they tried to give to both of the people. Coming on the heels of that, where the last thing in Sanhedrin that we just learned was a case where we're partially doing kasher zamam, it makes sense to then say, okay, is there ever a case where we don't do kasher zamam at all? Where you don't give them something that they tried to give to the other person at all, and you just give them something else? That's the Gemara's answer. Tana Hasam Kai, you have to realize we're building off of Maseches Sanhedrin. Kol HaZomim Makdimim Lo Samisa, Maseches Sanhedrin, it says, all Edom Zomim get exactly what they tried to give to the other person. Chutz Mizomim Bas Kohen Uboala. Except for Edom Zomim about a daughter of a Kohen who's married and the man that she cheated with. That's also an important concept. Zomim Bas Kohen Uboala. The daughter of a Kohen who's married and the man that she cheated with. She's Chayiv Sreifa, he's Chayiv Chenek. She'ein Makdim Lo Samisa. Edom Zomim about that don't get Sreifa and Chenek, Ella Lemisa Acheres. Rather, they get just Chenek. Another death. Just Chenek. So comes along our Mishnah and says, V'yesh Edom Zomim min Acherim She'ein Osin Behen Din Azama Kol Iker, Ella Malkus. There are other types of Edom Zomim that we don't do to them at all what they tried to do to the other person. Rather, we just give them Malkus. What are the two examples? Well, it's the two examples we had in our Mishnah. Ella Malkus Arba'im. Sorry, wrong place to put the comma. Ella Malkus Arba'im. Rather, we give 40 lashes. Ketzad. That's what our Mishnah meant with the word Ketzad. What's an example of Edom Zomim who don't get Kasher Zomam? Oh, now it makes sense. The Mishnah says. Example number one. Mi'idin anu bishplonishu ben grusha ben chalutza. When they testify that someone's a ben grusha ben chalutza, I don't have to translate that again. Ein omrim yasezeb ben grusha ben chalutza tachlav. We don't say that the Edom should become a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. Ela lokes harbayim. Rather, they get malchus. Main point number two. Since the end of Masechta Sanhedrin speaks about partial hazama, we begin Makos with a case of no kasher zamam, with two cases of no kasher zamam. Again, since the end of Masechta Sanhedrin speaks about where we do partial hazama, what's the case of partial hazama? Excellent. Zomei bas kohen uboala, where we only give them chenek and atzreifa. So we begin with Seches Matos, where we don't do kasher zamam at all. That's main point number two. Now says the Gemara, okay, let's look at these two cases. Why can't we do kasher zaman when you testify about someone being a ben grusha, ben chalutza? Why can't we tell the Edim, listen, Edim, you guys are Kohanim? Now you're not Kohanim anymore. You tried to make Mr. Kohen a Chalal? Guess what? Mr. Katz and Mr. another Kohen name, Khan, you are both Chalalim now. Why don't we do that? Why don't we just always give him Malkus? Ask the Gemara. Minyahani mili. How do I know that we don't do kasher zaman in case number one of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara very simply. How do we know? Because Amar Bishur ben Levi, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about how to do Edim Zavim, va'asisem lo ka'asher zaman. You punish the Edim with what they try to give to the other guy. But the only person that can be punished when you do kasher zaman is the Edim. If you take Mr. Khan and Mr. Katz and you make them halalim, that's not only going to affect them, it's going to affect their kids. Because if they're not Kohanim, then the kids aren't Kohanim either. You can't do that. The din of kasher zaman has to be something that only affects the Edim. Lo velo lezaro. It has to affect him, but not his children. So says Gemara, okay, so v'lif salunu l'dide v'lo lif salu l'zare. So why don't we do kasher zaman and say that Mr. Katz and Mr. Khan now become halalim, but their children will still be Kohanim, and that way we won't punish their children. It's better than giving malchus. Malchus has nothing to do with anything. Why don't we just say, let them become halalim, exactly like they tried to do to Mr. Cohn, and their children will be fine. Answers the Gemara, no, but what did they try to do to Mr. Cohn? They wanted Mr. Cohn to be a halal, and therefore they wanted his children to be a halal also. So then it's not the same punishment. Be'inon kasher zaman lasos. It needs to be what they actually tried to do. Ve'lecha. And you don't have that over here. That is explanation number one, why we can't do kasher zaman by edus of a ben grusha ben chalutza. Explanation number one is, there's no way to give them the same punishment without also punishing their children. So we can't do it. Explanation number two, Barpada Omer. Barpada says, Kal v'chomer. It's a Kal v'chomer. Also an important concept. You should know what a Kal v'chomer is. I'm not going to explain it now. It's a Kal v'chomer. Uma ha-mechalel eino mischalel. Let's say you actually make someone a chalel. How do you actually make someone a chalal? You're a Kohen and you sleep with a grusha. You made your child a chalal. You don't become a chalal when you actually make someone a chalal. If someone who actually, ha-mechalal, someone who actually makes someone a chalal, eino mischalal, doesn't become a chalal, well then, habal chalal velo chilel, someone who tried to make someone a chalal but wasn't successful, like Edim who testified that Mr. Cohen is a ben grusha, and then we caught those Edim in a lie, so they never actually were successful in turning Mr. Cohen into a chalal. Eino din shelo yis chalal should for sure not become a chalal. Even someone who's successful in making someone a chalal doesn't become a chalal. So someone who's unsuccessful for sure shouldn't become a chalal. That's why we can't make the Edim Zomim into a chalal. We can't make them a ben grusha ben chalutza. Ask the Gemara, that's a ridiculous kal v'chomer. Because if you had that kal v'chomer, then no one would ever be an Eid Zomim ever. The whole premise of Eidim Zomim is, as we described before, that we haven't actually done anything to the person yet. They tried to get the guy killed when they said that Reuven killed Shimon, that OJ killed the person. They tried to get him killed. But they weren't successful. If they were successful, then we wouldn't kill the Edim Zomim. But shouldn't you say the Kal v'chomer? If someone who is not successful, I'm sorry, who is successful in getting him killed, we're not going to kill them, then for sure when they weren't successful in getting him killed, we're not going to kill them. That would ruin the whole thing of Edim Zomim. Maskevla Ravina, Ravina asks, in Kain b'talta Torah's Edim Zomim. You'd ruin the whole concept of Edim Zomim. Three more lines in Amud Beis. In the following way, you'd ruin it. Uma hasokel eino niskal, just like someone who gets someone else stoned does not get stoned. Habol, stoned meaning with actual stones, I'm talking about drinking. Habol iskal, someone who tries to get someone else stoned, velosakal, and didn't, was unsuccessful, eino din shalo yisakel. Should we say that they also can't get stoned? So if Reuven, two witnesses testify that someone was chayiv misa, and then they're found to be edim zomim, you should never be allowed to kill the edim zomim. Because if they're successful in getting the guy killed, you can't kill them. So when they're unsuccessful, you shouldn't be allowed to kill them. That's ridiculous. It would ruin the whole thing of edim zomim. So says Gemara, Ella mechavarta ketashinin meyakara. You're right. That doesn't work. We have to go back to the first answer. The first answer, why is it that when you testify about a ben grusha ben chalutza that the edim don't become ben grusha ben chalutza? The answer is because we can't do it without affecting their children, and we're not allowed to affect their children. That's the real answer. Main point number three, final main point. Two explanations of why an eid zomim doesn't become a chalo. Two explanations why an eid zomim of ben grusha ben chalutza does not become a chalo. A, we can't affect his kids. We're not allowed to affect his kids. And that explanation is accepted in the end. B, it's a kal v'chomer, but we reject that explanation in the end. So again, two explanations. Why an eid zomim doesn't become a chalal? An eid zomim ben grusha ben chalutz doesn't become a chalal. A, we can't affect his kids. And B is based on the kal v'chomer, but we reject the kal v'chomer in the end.